Right now, I want to share with you something that George W. Bush said this weekend, the former president speaking at a September 11th memorial. Take a listen.
The dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within. There is little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home. But in their disdain for pluralism, in their disregard for human life, in their determination to defile national symbols, they are children of the same foul spirit, and it is our continuing duty to confront them.
The media jumping all over that, saying that he was implicitly suggesting that the January 6th riot in the Capitol building was comparable to the attacks of September 11th, 2001. The Washington Post's Jennifer Rubin celebrating this weekend, writing, "Yes, the January 6th insurrectionists were terrorists. George W. Bush just indicted them." To react to all of this, we bring in Tammy Bruce, Fox News contributor, Fox Nation host, and available online at tammybruce.locals.com. Tammy, good afternoon to you.
Well, hi there. And boy, it sounds like you've got a great show coming up. And let me just say that as this other rally is prepared, I believe they're putting the fence back up.
Yes.
Around the Capitol. And yet, with the shocking development out of Afghanistan, and we know there are cells around the world, Al-Qaeda cells, at least around the world, and our border remains completely non-existent. It is completely wide open. And we're flying people into the country unvetted. And yet, Americans want to go to the Capitol to protest holding of people, as you said, the super vast majority of whom are charged with misdemeanors. And they are still being held for, you know, 7 months. And they're putting the fence back up. All of that is fear porn theater. It is, all of it is to do what George W. Bush did, which I've not been a fan of his for quite some time. And yet I think the Bush family is well-meaning. I don't say that about many politicians. And yet those comments from him has changed my general belief of his intention, because it's not just the conflating of American protesters, some of whom went too far and some of whom are jerks and if they committed a crime deserve to go to jail, but to conflate people who are not charged with insurrection, are not charged with treason, are not charged with murder, to conflate them with savage beasts who slaughtered in one episode thousands of people and thousands more in the generation that has gone by is obscene. It is shameful. It is a lie. And it means to pit American against American. And this from the man who started it all in his decision to go into Afghanistan without a plan to win, without a plan to exit, starting up the TSA and the DHS and an effective surveillance state against Americans in this process that, as we see now, is out of control. And he dares to say that about effectively, look, January 6th equals Trump voters. Saying January 6th is like September 11th means Trump voters are like Al-Qaeda. It is unacceptable. It is shameful.
Yes.
And I think that it shows us the fact that the entire establishment remains terrified of Donald Trump and what it is they're willing to do to keep their power. And we've got to make sure that they fail.
I mean, it's disgusting what George W. Bush did, actually. I mean, as you're saying, it's putting out so nicely. I mean, it's shameful, but it's about sucking up to that very same ruling class. I mean, George W. Bush has spent his post-presidency trying to suck up to all of the people who hated him in order to rejuvenate his image in their eyes. So since then, it's been an ongoing hostage crisis, and he constantly gives them whatever they want in order to, you know, in order to earn his way back into their club. And this is the latest iteration of that, but it's beneath the dignity of the office that he once held, because it is meant to pit Americans against each other. I started out the show, Tammy, talking about this idea that the people who rioted or even just went into the building, trespassed on January 6th, they're often framed as, quote, insurrectionists, when, again, just standing on the dais of the Senate does not entitle you to the entire United States government. And also they're portrayed as trying to tear down democracy. But I haven't once heard of any of the people who went into that building expressing an idea that they were just trying to tear down democracy. The impression I was left with is, as misguided as any of the people in that building may have been, they thought that they were preserving it. They thought that democracy itself was in peril and that by confronting members of Congress that they might preserve it.
Well, let's remember that everything that Donald Trump was accused of, everything that conservatives are accused of, the left and the Democrats are doing. And I do not think that we can remove this accusation from that framework. I think that they understand that perfectly well. And I think that they know that this conversation about manipulated elections, which I think was a factor in certainly a few swing states. You don't need to massively affect an entire national election. But it is clear, and everyone admits that there's fraud and that there's shenanigans, et cetera. It's a matter to what degree and how they fought the audits. It's like you'd want to, like, prove your case so that you can, you know, punch, Donald Trump in the nose.
Yeah, how many, but I mean, who cares how many audits you do on any given election? It's like the silliest thing that you would, the only reason you would complain about transparency is if you're afraid of what's underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the thing about with George W. Bush, everyone can have their opinion. I don't think George W. Bush woke up in one morning on January 7th, let's say, and thought, oh my God, they're terrorists. I don't think he thought that at all. He's seen enough in his life, so he knows better. But it was also, Vince, where he did it. My God, it was September 11th.
Yeah.
And he was at Shanksville, where people, and that by that time in Pennsylvania and on that plane, they knew, that is the spine-tingling story of the people on that plane. They knew what had happened, and they knew where they were headed. And it was going to either be the Capitol building or the White House. And they decided when they had to take down that plane, they knew what that meant, and it meant suicide. It meant to kill themselves in order to save that same city where all these people now are accusing us of being terrorists, of conflating them with the same people that they saved this nation from. And he dares to, I'm 20 years later, and it's still, for I think most of us, it's still heart-wrenching.
Yes.
It's to call those people, who knows what their politics were, who cares their skin color. We know there was one gay guy on there who was a hero, at least. We know there were likely many more. There were conservatives, there were Republicans, there were Democrats. No doubt there were some progressives. And that's what he does at that site on that day, when we could have used, and he's famous for, let's, you know, be a moderate and not be divisive. And that's when he chooses to say it. That, my opinion, and I've not been vocally harsh about him, but let me tell you, and the Bush family has an illustrious history with this country. There's been a Bush in every war in this country that has been monumental, including the Revolutionary War. But there's a point where when you have that kind of history and all you do is politics, that you think the country belongs to you and that everyone, in fact, is less than you. And now it's not just Jeb and everyone else. It now includes George W. Bush. And it's a shame. I think that we need to really not be distracted so much from that deep disappointment, that disgusting behavior. But we need to make sure we keep our eye on the prize, which is sending them another message. And messages as often as possible, including the recall in California tomorrow. I don't know how that will go, but I'm hoping. And certainly the midterms, we must reclaim this country from people who think that we're a piece of gum under their shoe.
Yes. No, there are deeply patronizing attitudes that are animating the very worst of our ruling class. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Really, the two visions of leadership for the future are, do voters get treated like children to be told what to do and when to do it? Or are they treated like adults who are actually in charge of this system? And that really is the dividing line on which the future rests. And
Yes, are we partners? This is it. Are we partners Or are we children, as you've said? And this is, I think the founders anticipated this, and it's the, probably the one, as the current state of affairs here, I think Rob O'Neill, the man who killed Bin Laden, had tweeted, and this tells you the state of affairs of what our ruling class has done. On September 11th, the Taliban are back in control of Afghanistan, and the man who killed Bin Laden is on a no-fly list. So this tells you, you know, the framework, the very basic one-liner that explains the condition of the country. And the former president of the United States, of course, I'll add this in, accuses tens of millions of Americans of as being as bad as Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
It is. We are in a terrible moment, and it is not just irritating, and it will not pass. This is, we must confront it, and it means being vocal. It means using the tools that the founders gave us. It means not being dumb. It means not being impulsive. It means using this system to say enough is enough.
Yeah, and I don't think, I mean, I think that their foolishness is like so short-sighted. You know, there's a sociological point to be made here, that like just from 30,000 feet, if you get a society where the rulers keep treating the ruled, in this case, like garbage, mm-hmm. like you radicalize mm-hmm. people, like you're going to get mm-hmm. radicalization out of that. That's just a basic sociological point. That's not unique to the United States. It's any country that experiences the kind of negligent and abusive leadership that we see on display. You're going to create bad outcomes, and that's awful. That should not happen. But that's the situation they've created. And I'm thinking about George W. Bush here, Tammy, as you're describing so well. How he's taken his position of power and then turned around and abused Americans, especially this weekend under those circumstances. Remember, George W. Bush, everyone was all big on how, oh, look at him. He's not criticizing his successor. He didn't criticize Barack Obama. He didn't come out at all and criticize him. Who cares? Where was that? He should have. He should have spoken up when he thought Obama was going
astray. He came out against Trump. He came out against Trump. I mean, when he saw what was happening with Obamacare— And Benghazi, my goodness, he had a responsibility, and I would not begrudge him in doing it when he did it to Trump if he had just been consistent.
Yes,
I mean the games, my goodness, are now shocking, and it's just a horrible state of affairs, even for those of us who are romantics, and I think Americans in general are romantics, that we do expect the best of people. And we have a wonderful optimism, usually with whatever's going on, and I think we still do, but that we then apply a decency to people whom we really need when we need them to be decent.
Yes.
And there are a few in Washington who are, but I think you really need to have someone, this is the irony, someone like Donald Trump, who you never would think would fit into this conversation with all of what has been said about him. But the fact is, he's not been in politics, and the time that he was in it radicalized him and had him fall in love with the country. And so you have this inherent understanding of the nation from the man, the person who has just not been in that sewer. And we are seeing the stark differences between the Biden, a half a century in politics, Donald Trump not in politics, and the maybe the 2 good years he squeezed out of being under attack all the time, he still, literally, Donald Trump saved the freaking world. It is amazing. I knew he'd do well, but it reinforces my belief that the founders wanted average, active men, and now women, thank goodness, to lead this country. They knew what they were doing. They knew about the character of the American people, and we still have that. They're trying to bully us into retreating. They're trying to bully us into feeling bad. It is, it's the use of fear, which of course is thousands of years old by so-called leadership and tyrants to control a population. Americans must show that we may not be immune to it, but we will not at the end of the day, allow it to prevail because there are very good people as we've seen, who can lift this country up in a moment. We saw it in 2016, and we will see it again.
Yes. We need honesty. We need integrity. We need outspokenness. Those are the things that'll save the country, I think. Tammy Bruce, thank you so much, as always. Really nice to talk to you. Fox News contributor, Fox Nation host, and online at tammybruce.locals.com. Thank you, Tammy.
Always a great conversation. Thanks for having me on, Vince.
Sure thing. Thank